Andale, because
we've reached my skill limit.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we are. We're at it.
I pushed a button. I don't know how many more I can push.
You know who has no limits to their skills?
Jesus Christ.
And Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached by 530-588-6593 or on Facebook. That's by phone at 530-588-6593 and Facebook. It is tourney time, baby. We got the Elite Eight women's tourney going on in the background right now. LSU, Iowa. So I'm sure we'll have one eye on that. And the other eye will be wandering. There's so much going on right now.
I feel like this is probably going to be the most watched game of the college basketball season, I feel.
I would agree with you. Yeah.
Men and women right here.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So this is going to be fun. We're in the third quarter now, but we're not going to update you the whole show. You can watch the game on mute and listen to us yourself.
That's the best way to do it.
All right, let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That's right, baby. Y'all know the drill. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, producer today, Derek Ismaki.
What's good, party people? Sorry.
Playing both positions.
Got to do a little bit of both right now, you know? Yeah. Call me Two-Face.
We got our resident degenerate back. He is bringing all the degeneracy with him, putting on the game immediately and telling us he's got the money line big time on Iowa. We love that. Welcome back, Rude Dog.
Let's go, baby.
Like we said, there's a lot going on right now. We got women's tourney going on right now. We got the Final Four set in the men's tourney. Baseball opening week. LeBron going ridiculous. We got a North State update. Rudy's picks on the way. I got things that annoy me. We'll talk about all that. Where should we start? Can we kind of go away from sports for a second? And I just want to run an idea past you guys.
That sounds like what we do best.
Yeah.
Not talk sports.
All right. So my sister-in-law, a bit of a stand-up comedian, and by a bit, I mean she is, and she's working on a bit. And it has to do with the C word. That's right, COVID. When you hear the C word, it elicits an immediate reaction, whether it's negative, but it's almost always emotional, right?
I mean, who's thinking positively of COVID? I mean, maybe the time, but like COVID itself, I don't think anyone's thinking positive.
Yeah, no one's thinking necessarily of, you know.
But it brings up emotions.
It brings up emotions.
A lot, yes.
Different emotions.
A loaded word, we'll say.
There you go.
Very loaded, right. And so what we're trying to do is figure, or what she's trying to do, her premise here, is figuring out a name we could call COVID that's just like a name, a neutral name. So this is where we get in trouble. We can't do necessarily a guy's name, because let's say we want to refer to Roger, right, as COVID. Problem being is, what if there's a good Roger out there that's like, hey, what the
that's
hell, man?
Pretty chill, like, what? Yeah, exactly.
Like Karens, right? Like, there's plenty of lovely Karens out there, but the second Karen became a thing, Karen now elicits a negative,
a horrible
impression.
Yeah, kind of like Adolf, you know? Not a good name.
Not a lot of Adolfs.
Not a lot of Adolfs anymore.
And I imagine this next generation, Karens are going to go by the wayside.
Yeah.
So
it's unfortunate that I had to put Karens in the term with Adolf.
Okay.
I mean, that's what they did. They're both
but
pretty bad.
At this point in time, Karen has taken that bad of a turn right now in our world.
Okay.
I'm sorry to all the Karens out there.
Not a one-to-one comparison, but I get what you're saying, where it's just like we don't use that name because every time you think of that name, it immediately elicits a negative reaction. So we're trying to figure out a name, a more neutral name. So it's like it's this thing that happened. We all know about it, but we don't need to talk about the specifics of it. but I need to refer to this time period. But the second I say, yeah, during COVID, it's like, ah, oh, I hated the mass, ah, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So is there a neutral name, or maybe we could throw this out to our audience, that we could say when we want to refer to the C word and that point in our lives without necessarily getting into the nitty-gritty of the actual time period, but we need to speak of that time period. Does that make sense?
The longest 2 weeks of our lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how about this? We just call it the stoppage time.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking of a name, though, more neutral, right? Because
That's a hard one.
Because I don't really want to refer to the time period. I want it more like a Doug. There's a Doug I know that I very much love.
Repurpose Adolf for this. Adolf time.
Are we trying to call it like a person's name on this? Or are we just trying to call it a name of some sort?
A name, but I'm thinking a more... See, Adolf elicits negative response.
Again,
you could do Tiger King era. Because that was big during
Tiger Time. Tiger Time.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
Because
that,
that was a big TT. One during COVID.
Yeah.
And only if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
knows Tiger King.
Well, yeah,
point.
But. Yeah.
Because of COVID, because everyone had to sit at home and watch Netflix.
It. So, like, yeah. The Tiger's era. The Tiger King era. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're on to something.
I think our fans can come up with something better, though.
Probably. I really like the idea of a name, but again, a name gets dangerous because you don't want to offend any of the people, the good standing people of this country or the world that have that name, right? So, yeah, I think we'll settle on Tiger King and we'll keep it pushing for now. But I would love if the audience would help my sister-in-law come up with a good name to refer to that period of our...
I missed the in-law part, so I was thinking your sister doing this right now, and it was a very odd. I was like, wow, your sister doing stand-up. That sounds fun, but that would be interesting. But now it's very different now you say in-law. Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, a little more sense right now. Yeah.
My sister is an engineer, not a stand-up, though she is a hell of a karaoke singer.
Huh? There we go. You know,
nice. That's...
Everyone's got a hidden talent. What's yours?
Not caring.
Not very hidden.
You wear it on your sleeve.
We all know that one.
You see it every week.
What can I say? Great talent to have, though.
Hey, man, I got my sports talents back in the day. I had my one shining moment back in high school. Yeah,
Okay.
I took down an NFL athlete.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was
this athlete? Which one?
D'Anthony Thomas.
That's right.
Yeah.
Really?
I hocked him in a 400 meter.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn.
Back in high school.
D'Anthony Thomas of Oregon, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Oregon and Kansas City Chiefs. And,
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Matt probably.
I mean, 100 or 200, I have zero chance against the man whatsoever.
Yep. Hey,
but give me an extra 200.
That's a win, baby.
I come in. I got my legs, man. They go a little bit more.
All right.
Here we go. Yeah, got it out there. Yeah. You're welcome, world, for knowing my hidden talent.
Does anyone else have a hidden talent that they'd like to share before we move on to actual sports? No.
I mean, I have a very high-pitched scream. I can reach a very scary high-pitched
scream.
High-pitched scream. Yeah.
Really?
Or
yeah.
Like a girl
like it's like a horror kind of scream almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
It's very aggressive.
I'll hear that after the show.
I don't like doing it because it is that loud.
Okay, yeah, let's not do it. Let's keep it moving.
Not now, but after the show.
Let's stand like a couple hundred yards away and then let's
How far can this mic pick it up?
Yeah, let's not do that in here. Let's move on. So, like we said, we started the show watching the tournament. We are still watching Iowa versus LSU. That Derek predicted will probably do the biggest numbers out of any college basketball game this year,
100%.
Men or women. And I tend to agree. And why? Because this game's got superstars. It's got a villain. It's got all the things. There's racial components. And this is basketball of the highest level in the women's game, too, which is... at the end of all of this, I think the most important key here, you have everything you would possibly want.
The storyline's been written. This is a nice culminating.
We all went
perfectly
to college.
Right there. Yeah. And this is the perfect storm right now. It's coming in. I mean, obviously, it would have been perfect. It was the championship, but this is honestly a little bit more. I feel a chance to go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Because it had been kind of a struggle for LSU this season. They started off kind of sluggishly, but have obviously come on late as Angel Reese has kind of found her legs in her way, and she's been having a fantastic game. Caitlin Clark has just been Caitlin Clark for the past 2 years at this point in time. So this is a perfect moment right now, and Monday night, let's go. You know, let's see these two. Like I said, let's get some violence in the streets right now. You know,
yeah,
we want it. We love the hatred. We love the blood feud that's going on. That gives the eyes, and like you said, a nice little racial component on there brings on a nice little cherry on top. You know,
no doubt it always does. And we would be lying if we said race didn't play an important part in sports and the way we view sports and the way sports has shaped this country. We also have Juju Watkins of USC and Paige Buchers coming up for UConn. So
it continues.
Just an incredible night of basketball. I've just been blown away by how much the women's game this year in particular has just mattered more in the lexicon of pop culture in our society. I would say we've talked so much more. A 10 to 1 ratio, I would guess, women's college hoops to men's college hoops.
There are juicier storylines.
Probably
there.
More than that, dude, yeah.
But yeah, there are juicier storylines. The headlines are much more entertaining on the women's side at this point in time with the star power that they do have. While the men obviously have the tournament just as a historical significance.
Sure.
But they don't, like I said, I still really at this point in time am trying to think of a college basketball player that's still in the tournament other than DJ Burns, who has been honestly electric.
Oh, it's been so great to watch.
He has been fantastic. NC State has been that darling. So we have that going on the men's side. But just we love to see, we love the hatred, you know?
Yeah.
And it like sucks. Like, obviously yesterday Duke loses. Yesterday.
That's
and
right, Brad.
Yep.
I love to see it, but like it doesn't have as much significance to me because it's not Coach K-led Duke anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have the Coach K that I can hate on and be like, yes, Coach K is out. That anti-Semite, allegedly. That
whoa.
Remember there was some allegedness.
Yeah. Wait, really?
There was some allegedness.
He snubbed his granddad.
Well, it's also, he also snubbed my grandpa.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, he snubbed his, that was... Okay, bye.
So, wait, hold on.
You remember this story?
I do remember this story. Remember.
Do we need to...
But we are alleged...
Because the rest of his family... The rest of his family.
So my dad is, or grandpa's actually Jewish.
Yes, understood.
On that line. Yes. So there's the...
Wait, hold on. But are we saying...
Yes, 100%. We are alleging.
Yeah, we did allegedly.
Reckless speculation
here. We did allegedly in there.
There is no articles posted. This is just from your grandfather's experience.
Yes.
That Coach K...
Just...
Not
ignored,
completely
just
ignored him.
Ignored him.
Yeah. So, and obviously because he was Jewish.
100%.
Not for any other reason, Brad.
No other reason.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is ridiculous, and it is a dumb topic.
I will say I didn't start this, but I will happily finish it.
Well, because you were the one that became the fan of a team that your rest of the family hated.
Yeah. So, I don't know where that came from, but I always enjoyed Duke.
Well, he's also...
Brad.
And he's a Jew for Jesus.
Yeah.
The guy's all over the place.
Yeah.
His allegiances are all over the place.
He likes the Giants and the Dodgers.
Whoa.
That's too far.
It was a joke.
Too far.
Coach K can snub his gramps, and he's still like, you know what? Dude, Blue
cool.
Devils, that's still my squad.
Gotta love it, man.
Man.
I will say, when that story came out, there was a little bit of hatred towards it, but I was like, you know what? I'm already too far into it after I heard the story. So
to be clear.
Yeah.
We're good with Coach K maybe not being an anti-Semite. He might just be rude to your gramps one time. That is possible.
And my grandpa's Jewish, so yeah.
The dots connect in my book right now.
Oh, my God. You guys are ridiculous. Obviously, we're joking. This is a really bad joke.
Terrible joke. But
not going anywhere.
So
one time, Coach K was mean to Brad's gramps, and we have... We've got to beat the dead horse there. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
Your squad lost yesterday.
Unfortunately.
We all love when Duke loses.
Very much.
It's the only thing that's been really redeeming about the men's tournament.
Fair.
Was Duke losing and DJ Burns. Other than that, nothing sticks out to me.
Did you guys hear about the, if somebody took $100 on the first game they won against Louisville, in the 9 games ago, and they rolled it, they'd have $400,000 right now?
Yeah, I did
if
see
If they
that,
roll
that,
it again... Yeah. Against Purdue, they'd have 1.4 mil.
I mean, you got to also give that storyline of...
But that's not going to happen.
That doesn't happen.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying
that happens every year, though.
Yeah, there's so many, there's so many people you can roll over.
But that was just a fun
It is
stat.
Crazy, though. Yeah. That is insane.
What but they've done, how they got into the tournament in general.
Yeah, you know? About every Cinderella. If you just rolled it, you'd be a millionaire. Well, yeah, duh.
That's what gambling is, man.
Yeah.
A million's just a
It was just a fun little number that I saw. That's all I'm saying.
It's crazy.
But I will say, I mean, I feel like you're cutting this tournament a little bit short. You got to give a lot of props to Purdue and what they're doing right now. Zach Edey and that redemption story that Purdue has been on. They have had that monkey on their back for quite some time of just being a team that does not succeed in March and never sees April. They finally saw April for the first time in 44 years.
We'll see what happens against NC State, because NC State wants to make the tournament. They're always dangerous. I hate seeing them. in the tournament.
That little triangle of basketball is coming to haunt the rest of the world still.
What's up with UConn, though?
Well, they're so good.
Every damn spread dating back to the last tournament, that is insane.
That's crazy.
Not only covering, they're blowing teams out.
Their games are boring to watch.
They're covering.
You go on a 30-0 run against an Elite Eight team right there? That's stupid.
That's insane.
That was a final, was in the championship game last year.
I'm talking about this Elite Eight game.
No, against Illinois. It was a 30-0 run.
I apologize. Yeah, we were talking about San Diego State.
No.
Saturday.
Yeah. They 30-0 run against...
Third year run to end the game.
On an Illinois team that won 29 games in the season.
Crazy.
Yeah. So UConn, disgustingly good.
How is UConn still so good?
I don't know.
There's just one of those legacy squads, you know?
People want to play there. I don't know.
They love their basketball up there. Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's in Connecticut.
Yeah, of all places. East Coast world is different than...
I guess that's why we love college sports.
I don't understand the East Coast. I've never been there. I've never lived there. I have no idea what it's like, but it's a different world over there.
The East Coast is great. It's just...
I like it.
It's odd. I mean...
It's different.
I just don't understand, like... You would think, based on geography, there would be places you would want to go more so than University of Connecticut.
I think a lot of people go because they like the historical and the people that are at that university. I mean, Gina Auriemma, no matter what you say for the women's, has been a figure out there, and they have always had a standing tradition of producing a top quality basketball team from the Jim Calhoun days to now with Bobby Hurley. I'm sorry, right?
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah,
one of the Hurleys.
Isn't it Dan Hurley?
Danny Hurley.
Yeah,
Bobby's brother.
Correct.
Yes, Danny Hurley.
You know what? We did a really poor job of talking about this LSU-Iowa game because we got so sidetracked about Coach K and Brad's grandfather's interaction once upon a time. I do think we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit more about this matchup, just because last year we saw Angel Reese pointing to the finger, doing all the trash talk to Caitlin Clark, and this is the best thing. And this is one of the best rivalries going right now. I think this has a similar feel, obviously different because one is a professional sport, but what we had with LeBron and Steph a few years ago is kind of what we're getting in this matchup, where you have two players, very different fan bases, but two very accomplished players, one looking to get to the mountaintop, one who's already been there.
But you also have the characters themselves are kind of perfect for it, too, in terms of what Caitlin Clark is and Angel Reese and how they each of them stir the pot themselves. You know, Caitlin Clark has her complaining that gets very annoying and tough to watch at times because she's so good and she's always complaining. And Angel Reese is a level one trash talker and ability to get underneath people's skins and teams and whatnot. So it's like a perfect combination of this entertainment that we're seeing in front of our eyes right now. And shouts to Iowa right now as they're up 13 on LSU with 2:45 less than the third quarter.
And no one likes Kim Mulkey. That's the other thing.
No one likes Kim Mulkey,
so it's always good when you have a villain.
Yeah. And she is like the perfect coach for that. And just in like her the way she looks. She dresses the part perfectly.
Yep. There's a couple things that go far for being unlikable. And dressing like a jackass, being arrogant, and being kind of a jerk, perfect storm. She plays the villain very well.
Love her.
Yeah, love it too. Let's talk a little baseball, shall we, Derek? Ooh. You've been immersed. You found out that you have the MLB package.
Yeah. I think I've had it for the past couple years and didn't realize it.
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No. How do you find out?
I've been wanting to do it for a long time.
The White Sox game, I can watch this.
So I was trying to watch that. I was like, you know, I've been looking into it. Now, there is a chance that might be a free week we're getting right now.
Yeah.
But like my bill did go up a little bit a couple years ago when I did some changing on my plan because I'm still one of those people that still has cable. I still love the cable world right now. Can't get me out of it. And I think I've had it for about 2-3 years right now, and I just found out about it, which is great because I love it right now. But I literally want to kill somebody. That somebody is me for being a dumbass.
Yeah.
But still.
At least you know you have it now.
Yeah,
and it's the beginning of the season.
It is fantastic. Beginning of the season. Yeah. So I'm watching baseball left and right, and it has been beautiful to see it all. I will say.
So what? We're 1 week in now. Well, not even. We're one Four series, days, really.
So. Yeah, we're weekend-in. One weekend-in, yeah.
What would you say are your big takeaways from this past weekend in baseball? Any surprises, any predictions you have for us?
I will do my best to leave my Dodgers out of it because you know how much I love talking about them. And I want to try to give an objective look at it because there's a lot of fun teams out there this season. The NL in general is going to be a bloodbath all up and down. It is going to be disgusting because there are a lot of good teams out there. One, obviously, your regulars, Dodgers, Braves, solid right there. Phillies, a title contender for sure. They are World Series predictions in their future as well. The got to give a shout out to your Giants. What you did in the offseason was huge. You solidified some quality needed positions. Getting Blake Snell was a cherry on top to really give your team a chance to really be a playoff contender and give the Dodgers a run for their money. The Padres did it just enough to make it interesting, and the Diamondbacks did even better, too. The Diamondbacks made their team better after making the World Series, so the NL West in general is going to be disgusting with four teams vying for it. Sorry, Colorado, you're just going to be the one everyone needs to win against.
Yeah. Everyone needs one of those teams in your division.
One of those teams. Now, we go over to the NL Central. I got to say a big shout-out to the Cincinnati Reds. They have a bunch of young guys right now that are coming on big. Ellie De La Cruz being that star factor. But they got some big ones in there. And Will Benson is a big guy.
Yep.
So shouts to them. And then going in the AL, Yankees. Soto looks fine. Looks perfect in Yankee uniform right now.
Yeah.
He's fitting in there perfectly after going 4-0 against the Astros, sweeping them. Soto did it all. That's going to be a scary team, especially when Judge starts going.
Yep.
And Garrett Cole gets back. Watch out for the Yankees this season. And then, obviously, the big one in the AL is going to be the Baltimore Orioles. They're your studs right now. They're probably going to have the best record in the AL. They got better themselves by adding Corbin Burns into their starting rotation. They have a fun squad. Bunch of youngsters and some seasoned vets in there. Adley Rutschman is your new Buster Posey. He's a fantastic catcher in every way, shape, and form. They have a bunch of youngsters on the left side of the infield that shine with the glove.
And Jackson Holliday, AAA, he will make his debut this year.
It's going to be
disgusting. He's already killing it.
Gunnar Henderson and him on that side of the field are going to be nasty.
It's insane, dude.
So shouts to the baseball. They have got it going on. This season has got a lot of promise. The teams that are going to suffer are going to be like the popular ones with the Mets. Sorry, Mets, you're going to have a tough season.
The A's.
Going to be very A's.
Yeah.
Apparently I did see something that they did extend a contract.
They
extended a contract to the A's to try to keep them back in Oakland. So let's see if they can do that because they do not. Vegas doesn't want you.
No, they
Vegas
don't.
Vegas don't want you, okay?
And
John Fisher, pony up your own money, build your own stadium in Oakland, okay?
Sell
do it for the people.
Team, bro. Like,
you clearly, I mean, you want it, but you don't really want it. You know?
Yeah.
You just want it because it's in your family, it's your name, and you don't have to do much for it and keep getting the bread basket that's coming your way. You don't care about winning, which is the sad part.
Yeah, that sucks.
I feel for teams that don't have ownership that really go for it. And
I don't understand why baseball doesn't raise the spending floor just to make it at least a little more competitive and make it so an owner like John Fisher can't just take a team hostage and a city hostage. Right.
That would be a great way to. Yeah. You have to spend. You have to get something.
You have to do something.
Yeah, because they're at $42 million total, I think.
Is there payroll?
Yeah,
Around there. I would say there's probably about, maybe not 10, but I would say 5 guys in the league making that amount in 1 year
at
themselves.
Least.
I want to say the Oakland A's, will you look this up for me, Brad, what their payroll is this year? I think it is the lowest payroll since 1998.
That's not fair. That's not unacceptable right now in this day and age right now where you have the money. The money is there right now, and
he has it.
You have
He's chilling.
Money. You're chilling. You're a billionaire, my man.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously you're not liquidated into billions, but you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it happen. But I mean, at the same point in time, you do have the worst stadium possible. The Oakland Coliseum is a dumpster fire.
Really?
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful. But again, that just shows he doesn't care.
But they haven't done any
renovations. He's never tried to do anything for it. It's finally your stadium. You don't have to share it anymore.
Yeah.
And you did nothing.
Yeah. I feel for the fans of the Oakland A's, especially the ones in and around Oakland that have come out to support this team year in, year out. Obviously, Oakland has had a rough go of it over the last, I mean, especially since COVID. But you get rid of the Raiders. You send the Warriors across the Bay Bridge, and now they're trying to take the A's from them. It's just like, God, the sports fans in that city.
I found it if you haven't found
it. I've already got it, yeah.
Yes, please.
So you're looking at
$65 million.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if $65,000.
Yeah, but really,
$65,000 would be wild.
$65 million, and $2 million of that is for Jace Peterson, who is a retained salary.
Okay. Yeah, I'm reading $47 million, and the highest are the Mets at $301 million.
So that $47 million is your active. You're injured.
Gotcha.
They have an extra 16, almost on a 16.7 on injured, and then $2 million on their retained. So that's how much they're going to owe this year.
So 47 on their active roster right now is what they're paying them. That's unacceptable. You got to be better than that. Baseball's got to do something because. Mm-hmm. They got one more year. They're going to figure it out. And, I mean, the A's fans are still technically showing up. They're just not going into the stadium.
Yeah.
They're sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, I dig that, actually.
I kind of do,
too. Pretty cool, yeah.
I mean, they had a their listed ticket sales of the last game, I think, was 3,100. That was what they stated in the stadium. 3,100 people to watch a Major League Baseball game.
So, is an active roster, is it 25 or 26 now?
It's
25. 25? 19 of them are under $800,000.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The league minimum is $750,000.
So you have all these guys that are just...
So just...
Hey, they're just... They're just the farm team.
This is what I'm saying. I just think raising the league floor, you have a minimum, spending minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't get away with this BS. I mean, you're just holding this entire city captive. All the fans of that franchise, you're just holding them all hostage. Because he can.
And the game is so much better when all the teams are going for it. When you have all this parity that's going on. Like right now, we finally are getting this NL West season I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
I'm scared as well because it's not going to be a walk in the park in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Teams are coming
Far
to play.
From it.
Far from it right now. Arizona and the Giants are for real. The Padres are still going to be the nuisance that they are. And it is just, they all went out there and did something this offseason big. The Giants finally realized we can't just sit down here anymore.
And be like, all right, we're going to pull up these guys.
No, you went out there.
Veterans. We spent the third most money this offseason, finally.
And be happy
about you guys and someone else.
This Jung Ho Lee you got from Korea looks like he's going to be a fun guy to be with. He's going to be a nice clubhouse addition for you guys. So, like I said, I'm happy. I'm so excited for this season. Right at the same point in time, it's going to be the NL in general is going to be nasty.
Yes,
how
sir.
Good
yep.
it is, how
Let's
deep
go,
it is.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Did you have something, sir?
Yeah, I was about to say. So the Mets have the highest payroll right now at $315 million. And right now with the A's, if you go with the $47 million.
The Mets have a higher payroll than
the A's.
Dodgers?
No, the A's. Yo, yes, than the Dodgers.
Because we have the deferment.
The deferment really helps.
30 years, dude.
Like, we're only paying like $2 million right now. Yeah, we're paying
$2
million right now.
So the Dodgers are at $302 million. The Mets are at $315 million. Yeah. The Yankees at $296
million. Aren't the Giants up there, too? The Giants spent a bunch of money this offseason.
I'm only seeing the top four.
Okay.
So I can look at the... I'll look at the Giants here.
Yeah, well, yeah, please.
Baseball's back, baby. Cannot wait. I love it.
It is back.
It's the best background noise for me.
It is great background noise. Baseball, the Masters. Those are really the two for me.
Yeah.
Late afternoon nap with Jim Nance in the background. Maybe Scott Van Pelt.
What, are we 10 days away from that? Is that where
It's...
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
A week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday.
$244 million.
All right,
I'd say that's probably top 10. I don't have the numbers, but it's top 10.
5 or 6, if anything.
I think we're way up there.
About time.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Like, as much as
terrible I've, 3 years with.
As much as I have enjoyed seeing, my favorite thing is seeing Giants lose, but it's so much more fun when there's the game as a whole has got all the players playing. Yeah.
And we have a great coach, Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin, yeah.
An old school manager that knows how to. All right, Kapler, sorry. Continue. I'm done.
No, it's funny. Kapler's trash.
I know, let's just remember that.
He is trash. Right,
I cannot tell you how many Giants fans I talked to in Scottsdale. They were like, we finally have a manager and not an influencer.
Yep, like, exactly.
That's fair.
Food reviews, what you should be looking at. Scorched out.
Bro,
I'm done.
Bro,
I'm not gonna say
Gabe Kapler's Instagram was that of a 27-year-old traveling food critic.
Yeah.
It was just like him
He dressed like one, too.
Yeah.
He was that part, 100%.
He wants a hand tattoo, bro. All right.
We talked about it. Hand tattoo. Subject,
you can't have just a hand tattoo. You have to have a full sleeve.
Yeah, we all
agree with that. I think that was a Grinds My Gear that Derek did at one point. And listen, he's gone, but we could still make fun of him.
Yeah, we can.
Handsome devil. You can't have it all. You can't be that good looking and a good baseball manager. It is impossible. Name me one that was that handsome. I want my baseball manager looking like he's smoking a Marlboro Red in between innings. That's how I want my manager.
You cannot have a pretty looking manager.
You cannot.
That goes against everything.
Rugged, cutthroat.
Bochy? That's how I want my manager to look.
A1 right there.
A massive head on the guy because you know it's just full of all ideas.
That's
what you want. Okay?
Dusty Baker.
Perfect. Yeah,
exactly.
And he's back with us too.
Yeah, if you don't look like you smoke cigarettes, you better damn look like you chew.
Yep.
You can't be just this gorgeous looking man like Gabe Kapler was.
I think it should be required for managers. You either can smoke or chew, but you have to do one of the.
You have to do one or the other.
One or the other.
At all
yeah,
times.
Yeah.
But
if you're Gabe Kapler vapes.
Exhibit A, there you go. They should have known that since the get-go. Wait, you have a vaping and it's pink, bro? Okay, yeah. Find a rock and kick it home, homie, which he did.
Yeah, much better for all of us.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's take a let's take a break. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico People Powered Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Jerome, Derek, Rude Dog, and Statman Brad all in the building. And we are brought to you by our friends over at the Yoga Center of Chico, open every day with both in-studio and online classes via Zoom. In-studio classes follow all state mandated protocols for safety. The Yoga Center of Chico also has a retail store at 250 Valambrosia Ave, Suite 150, next to the T-Bar. Details are available at yogacenterofchico.com or at 530-342-0100. Thanks to our underwriters, thanks to you. Appreciate having the full squad in the building. It's been a while since all four of us have been in here at the same time. It's good vibes when everyone's here. And we're just getting into better weather. This is my favorite, one of my favorite times of the year. It's hard to say. Early fall here is pretty pristine. Early summer, right when all the students leave, and it's still like in the 90s, not the hundreds yet, or mid to high 80s.
That can't be better.
Yeah, back half of May, always a great time.
Back half of May here is incredible.
Yeah,
like literally Memorial Day weekend when everyone clears out of here, students are gone, grad weekend's over, and a calm just falls over the city, and we're almost there, baby. I cannot wait. I'm like getting like the
you're looking way too excited for this.
I feel like I'm getting a tan just talking about it.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself. I wore a sweater today for some reason. I walked out. I mean, because I was out. It was like
it was chilly this morning.
But yeah, it kind of goes back and forth. But
5 o'clock.
Yeah, no. But I mean, the shorts are still out and about, and they're gonna they're here to stay. I feel like the pants are gone away from my ordinary lifestyle.
I mean, it's going to rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, we didn't need to bring this down.
Why?
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, we don't deserve good things.
No, guess not. Yep.
Only right. For a few days and then boom.
You don't get to have it all.
No.
At least we got a good weekend.
We don't. April Fool's. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody.
Right. It is April Fool's.
Just wanted to mention that real quick. Obviously, that's why we were talking about Coach K and all Brad's
that fun stuff. Yeah, of course. Jokes.
Quick funny story. I think it's at least funny. My grandfather proposed to my grandmother on April Fool's. Didn't realize it was April Fool's. Went to go pick her up from the sorority house to take her on their first date.
Oh, wow.
Ever. They never dated, and he was just pulled up and was like, hey, marry me. Shows up to the sorority house to a very angry grandmother, her very angry fiance, and all her girls hating as she threw the ring back at him because she thought it was a joke. No, my gramps had no idea it was April Fool's. No idea.
Legend.
Yeah.
That's solid.
There you go.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
So what, did he go back the next day and he's like, so you don't want to get married?
No. So in the moment, he was very confused and just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she's going off and all her girls are like, how dare you, blah, 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 blah. Hating, right? And she throws this ring.
Comes natural.
Goes them. Into the grass. Falls into the grass. He's confused. He explains himself. They all realize it was a huge misunderstanding. And, you know, my grandfather being a man, we don't really pay attention to what's going on. So there's no thought of, oh, this is April Fool's. Maybe I'll wait till April 2nd.
You probably just thought, easy day to remember, 1st of April.
Well, so probably not this that. Is the deal. She was going to go to a dance the next day with his frat bro, and he, my gramps was like, uh-uh, can't let that happen.
No, that's actually, yeah.
I'm going to marry this lady. And
it's either now or never.
Yeah, the story goes in the car on the way to the to their first date. My gramps said to her, listen, this was the first time, but it won't be the last time you want to throw something at me if we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Next time, maybe something a little less expensive. Shouts to them. Let's move on. Let's catch you up on what's going on around the world. Derrickus Mackey has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derrickus Mackey has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So first story we got for you right now. We're going down to our favorite place in Florida, where Florida's doing their part to try to keep guns and drugs out of school, as they should. You don't want guns and drugs in school. They're not the place for them. All right? There are places for guns and places for drugs, and they're not the school.
Except in America.
You get all of them in one spot.
In which case, you get have a little smorgasbord of everything there. Now, the unfortunate situation, the school we're talking about, not a high school, not a middle school, not a college.
Oh, God. Oh no.
Yeah, an elementary school.
I thought you were about to go preschool.
No. elementary, my dear Watson, but elementary still. And the culprits in question... 2 10-year-old boys.
Oh,
that's right. A fortunate situation came about where a gun was sold on campus for $300. Nice deal right there, man. Yeah.
Hustling. Solid. Yeah,
dude. My dude, one 10-year-old sold another 10-year-old a handgun. His dad's gun.
Hold on.
After his dad passed away.
I have more questions.
Okay, yeah.
How does a 10-year-old get $300?
We'll get to that. Yeah, okay. So they're wondering... what's going on? Come about it. So they do a little searching of the houses. Obviously, that's a no-no. Bringing a gun on campus, selling it. With that gun of the student who bought it, that 10-year-old boy, they found with it 78 grams of marijuana.
You're telling me the 10-year-old is slaying?
I got 10-year-old dealer out there right now, man. Yeah. With he's got a gun, 78 grams of marijuana. That's no chump change right there, guys. In elementary school. So, yeah, obviously, unfortunately, these two boys are booked and sent to the juvenile court right now. Sad day right now where we got... we see elementary schools now, I guess, you know? Yeah, here we go. Hustle on the playground.
I can't say mad props, but...
Don't do that at all.
Hey, in the middle of this kickball game, let's go around back. Maybe make a deal, shall we? No.
Just so... the listening audience knows, 70, you said 78 grams?
78 grams.
78 grams of weed is almost 5 ounces of weed.
that's a lot of weed, guys.
That's a good amount of weed.
That's what, a couple grand?
No.
Well, it depends.
Depends on where you are in the world.
I don't know what the going rates are.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Fair.
You go to the right people, you can get it for a decent price.
I imagine because it's not recreational there, it would be, you could still get...
Is not recreational over there yet?
No.
Okay, all right, well, big deal for my 10-year-old boys over there.
That's money,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so there's your $300 and where it comes from, so my dude hustle.
Damn. Can you imagine? Hold on. Hold on a second. You hit up your guy.
Hey, baby!
He pulls up on a razor
with a backpack.
Go home, baby.
A Gucci backpack.
I got kids to feed.
Unbelievable, man.
And if you jip him, he's going to spin that razor around and hit you in the shin.
Yeah. I just got to say, man, we're just in a weird... This is.
Imagine being the teacher seeing that go down if they did see the transaction. What did I just witness right now? This kid has a gun and 5 ounces and $300.
At this point in time right now, the innocence is lost on the youth, man. Yeah, it's sad.
That is wild.
It's crazy.
And if it wasn't the teacher, I feel bad for the narc that told on them.
Can you imagine raising
they're
a
gonna
child?
They're going to get out
right
of juvie,
now.
And that's not going to go very well.
You mean finding out that your 10-year-old son is a drug?
Like, bro, you had the plug this whole time?
His son's got the straight
fire. You know what I've been going through to try to find it?
Wild.
His dad buys it off him not knowing.
So yeah, there you go, guys. That's the news. That's the news in Florida right now.
That's a good one.
Check your preschools next, guys. Okay.
That's good work there. That's rich.
Hey, where you at, dude? I'm at that same address.
I just dropped my kid off.
All right, let's move on. A couple quick questions today. I said
next to the slide.
We don't have Aaron join. Meet me by the monkey bars, dog. I said the monkey bars, not the slide. I'm the one in the red hoodie in the backpack.
I'm standing right below you. Can't see me. At least looking for a grown-ass man.
You're on those little phones in the playgrounds that, like, go from end to end.
Hit me in the treehouse, dog.
Call me collect, my dude.
We're in a weird place in American society. All we can do is laugh. It's the best medicine.
Oh, gosh.
Each week we do bad life advice. Usually we have Aaron here. Aaron, I don't want to give too much of her business away, but it sounds like she started a new job. So congrats to our good friend and Derek's sister. She will be with us next week to get you caught up with a hockey update. I'm sure we'll talk a little Masters, do a little preview of the Masters, and do some questions. So... we had a few specific to Aaron. I'm going to save some of those. So we'll do this first one. We had a lot of women check in this week. Ladies, keep it coming or going. You know what I mean. Should I embarrass my fiance? Hello, guys of TBP, and a bigger hello to Aaron, who's not here. She says she, too, is looking forward to the Summer Olympics. So that makes two people. Former D1 women's college basketball player here. Woo! Even though I didn't get much play time until my junior and senior years. Doesn't matter. Hey, you have more playing time combined than all four of the dudes in here.
And the fact that you've all 4 years, you still got a D1 athlete.
Yeah, that's incredible. The fact that you were a D1 athlete, that's impressive.
Yeah, you're a savage. Yeah. Shouts to you. You're better than all of us in here. I need help from the panel here on how I should approach competition with my fiance. My fiance played D3 soccer and was a pretty good all-around athlete in high school and still plays rec league basketball and indoor soccer. That being said, I also played at a very high level, and we often get into debates about who would win a one-on-one basketball and who could win in a foot race. Granted, in a short distance, he would absolutely smoke me, but I would dust this clown in a mile race. All of this competition seems to stem from a recent golf outing. My fiance knew I grew up playing golf with my father almost every weekend. He didn't realize I was really good, like an 8 handicap. This gal's really good at golf.
Holy cow.
This girl's got talent.
Out 8 is crazy. For those of you who don't golf, all of us golf here. You know, not a ton, but if you haven't golfed in years and you walk up and you're an 8 handicap, you're a hell of a golfer. I mean, no matter where you are, if you're an amateur and you're an 8 handicap, that's pretty...
That's impressive.
That's really impressive.
This man better not screw it up.
So, I'm wondering how we should handle these debates. I really don't want to embarrass this clown, but I fear that if we play one-on-one, I will absolutely smoke him. We shot around before, and I shot 42% from 3 in D1. I can stroke the rock.
Love it.
My question for you is... If we were to set up some friendly competitions and I was to win, is this something that is redeemable, or am I opening a can of worms that could get me in trouble in the future? I really don't feel like I have to prove it, but the more he talks trash, the more I want to prove it. When we were golfing, when he started golfing, like many others, he started during the pandemic, so he's not nearly as good as I am, even though I don't play very often anymore. When he found out I was so good, it really sparked a side of him I haven't seen when it comes to me, when it comes to competition. So the question is, how much competition is healthy? Is it healthy in a relationship? And should we make little wagers here and there to end some of these debates? Yes.
I'd say yes, 100%. And if
yes,
you have
what?
To, Do these little wagers to end all debate and smoke him if you have to.
Oh, yeah. Destroy him on the golf
course. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice test right now. If you smoke him and he gets so infuriated and has a bad way with you, red flag.
Big red flag
right there. Do this before you get married. Yeah.
Exactly.
100%. Get to know your guy a little bit better right now. You got to be able to take L's if you're in a relationship all the time, you know?
One of the best parts about having a partner is being able to beat them from time to time.
Yeah.
Listen, every now and then, Steph and I get in an argument, and then if there's a ping pong table anywhere nearby that week, I am taking her to work, son. I get all my vengeance out on the ping pong table. Recently, I purchased Mario Kart for her, and this girl is merciless. I don't know if she's just played thousands of hours of Mario Kart, but I will win maybe one in every 20 races against this girl. She dominates me in Mario Kart, and it's fine. She talks, I mean, y'all know my wife. She talks a lot of trash.
She does.
She lets me have it. Yeah. But it's...
Everyone. Let's everyone have it.
Let's everyone have it.
Not only you, bro.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. No one is safe.
We've all got it.
I will tell you, if she does not talk trash to you, she does not like you, that's how you can know if my wife likes you or not. But no, I think have some debates. End those debates by playing one-on-one. By doing a mile race. And maybe do something to boost his self-esteem. Do a 200. 200 meter, give him some confidence, then do a mile. Play some one-on-one, you know, whatever it is, and that will be, like you said, Derek, a good indication of how he's going to handle these things moving forward, because this is lighthearted. Are you guys competitive when it comes to your professions and your careers and other areas? And if so, is that healthy or is it harmful? I don't know. So I think a great way to find some of that stuff out is to set up some dates.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, you guys are both sport athletes. Did I say sport athletes? You guys are both athletes.
Wow. Sport athletes.
You guys are both athletes. You guys have that competitive juice in you.
Yeah.
Go for it. Have fun with it. That makes it entertaining. When you have that, you find somebody else with it. That's a nice thing. Embrace it, you know?
Yeah, put some low stakes on it and just have some fun.
Loser cooks dinner. Loser does the dishes.
Yeah.
You're doing laundry for a week. Stuff like that.
Plus, do you want to hold back the rest of your relationship? Like, if you don't go now.
Yeah. Now, let's get this one done.
Yeah. Find out sooner than later.
And please follow up.
Yes.
Set these up. If you want to film it, I don't know if you're local. If you're local, we would love to come
100%.
Out. 100%. Yeah, and film a thing with you guys. That would be awesome. I would be down to throw in, like, hey, we'll buy the winner dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
And loser has to. I don't know if you guys are cool or not. So I don't know if I actually want to hang out with you. This could be opening Pandora's box here. So never mind. But you guys should film it and send it in. Anyway, moving on. I have a pretty funny one here. Where'd it go? Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second. All right. What's up, guys? I've been listening to Jerome Flipside for about 8 years. Started listening to TBP because he said so. Shout out to you and all my Flipside faithful. Long time ago, you brought up stealing stuff from women because women always take guys' hoodies. So, recently, I started seeing this guy that I met on a dating app. Everything seemed to be fine. We talked at the very beginning that neither one of us were necessarily searching for something exclusive. At the moment, we would take it slow and see what this progressed into. I told him if anything changed on either one of our ends that we should be open and honest about it so feelings don't get hurt and we could have a transparent relationship. During this time, I also mentioned that I would appreciate if he's going to date other folks as well just to be honest about it. I don't really need an exclusive title at this moment. We've only been dating for a couple of months. But I would like to know, and I think it's fair to know, if he is seeing other people and vice versa. Since then, I have caught him texting some other girls. It hasn't been anything too salacious. However, I have noticed him talking with other girls. It seemed like in one of these conversations, he was trying to plan a date in the near future. So in retaliation, along the same vein of Jero saying that men should rise up and start stealing stuff from women. Now listen, I was a much younger man back then. I'm married now. I am not encouraging anyone to go start stealing from women. I was joking around because I had too many hoodies that were near and dear to my heart be taken from me. I think almost everyone in this room can relate to
I hate it.
one of your hoodies. In particular, it's always hoodies.
Yeah. And it's always your favorite one.
Yeah.
I've lost a couple of t-shirts, too, that are prized.
Yeah, t-shirts. T-shirts. Yeah.
Yes. My favorite Laker Kobe t-shirts gone.
See, this is what I'm saying.
I know exactly who you are.
We've all experienced this. So, my girl... Ow. My girl finds this out, and what does she do? She starts getting a little bit petty. Recently, I started stealing the batteries out of his Xbox controller and his TV remote. I haven't taken them anywhere. I've just hid them throughout the house. I've also been taking his clean underwear and putting it in the dirty underwear. So right after he does laundry, the next day, he goes from having a week or two worth of underwear to about 3 days worth. He is even... mentioned aloud recently how much laundry he's been doing. My question to you is this too petty? Should I knock off the games? Should I come clean about my actions? What should I do? I think what you're doing is brilliant.
It's awesome.
It's very petty.
Yeah.
Very petty.
Very petty. Very annoying.
The boxers? Come on.
I mean, I'm all about petty.
In our show, we do appreciate it.
Yeah,
great petty.
You came to the right people to encourage you.
Batteries is a tough one, man. That's a lot
that's
right
the worst,
there.
Dude. Yeah,
yeah. I think ask him about it, just straight up. Like, yo, you know, we talked about being straight up with each other, and it seems like the other day when you were texting someone, I just looked over his shoulder, wasn't trying to pry, it was just in my face. Looked like you might have been texting a girl about going out on a date. Is that going on? And if he stammers and starts stuttering and you don't feel like he's being legit with you, keep it up.
That being said, you've opened the door for yourself on this. You've allowed themselves to both of you say there's not going to be title on this. You've not provided any pressure or any type of stipulations that you're expecting anything. So my man probably is, you know, and if you don't want that to happen, maybe don't, you know, give him that option.
Yeah. There, you do run the slight, the very, very slight chance, though, of if this does work out, this is a hell of a story to tell one day.
Yeah, like
5 years later.
You also run the very realistic chance of him never wanting to talk to you again because you come off as one of those girls.
You slightly do sound like one of those girls. I mean, you are. You're a petty girl.
Yeah.
I love it.
But it's not tough. Dangerous. Yeah, I like that it's not dangerous stuff. She's not doing anything harms him. Yeah. It's just
your batteries,
inconvenience. Minor inconveniences. Yeah.
Cutting your brake lines, you know, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy like that.
Don't do that. No.
These are just like, I can't turn on the TV again. Yeah. What's happening here?
Putting sugar in the engine.
Yeah, let's not do it. All right, bro. Stop stoking the flames.
Seizing
here.
The home order. I just bought this car. There.
All right, got one more here. What up, boys of TVP and Aaron? Recently, I started dating this new chick, and I've noticed all my batteries are missing. How great would that be if we had the other
one? That would be great. The other side.
I feel like she's taking my underwear, too. I just need to... Don't even know how to ask her, though. Oh, gosh.
North State update or Rudy's picks?
Let's do Rudy's picks.
Okay, I was not ready for that. I shouldn't have asked you guys.
You asked a question.
I did. Let's go Rudy's picks.
You opened yourself up.
I sure did. That's what I get for asking.
I've got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
We got golf back in full swing.
Ha ha! I see what you did there.
Last weekend hurt me because Scottie Scheffler is just a machine. I needed him to make that 1 foot putt to force a damn playoff. And what does he do? He damn misses it.
Yeah. Blew it.
I had 3 guys in the top 10 that could have won it for me, but hey, I didn't win. But it's okay. We move on to this week. We're at the Valero Texas Open, prepping for the Masters in a couple weeks, but we still have a fully loaded roster. I got our. Auberg at plus 1,100. Jordan Spieth at plus 2,000. This will be, if he doesn't win, this will be my last time betting on Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
He is annoying. I hate him, but he's so damn good that you have to roll with him every week. Got him going. I got Fleetwood at plus 3,000. And my long shot, which is kind of weird saying, is Ricky Fowler at plus 8,000 because he's been playing like poop this year. So those are my dogs for the week. Valero Open, I'm going to be starting betting on baseball, but I'm going to let it, you know, roll over a little bit. A couple weeks in and see who the hot teams are. And, your boy took Iowa heavy tonight. Minus 130. They're up by 12, and they're at the winner right now. So,
58.4 seconds left in the game.
Let's go, baby!
Iowa.
So, yeah.
Good for you, Rude.
Those are my dogs for the weekend. And then I might even roll with Iowa winning the whole damn thing. I don't know. We'll see.
Are you going to start fading the A's?
Yeah, fade the A's.
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 Fade the A's. Fade the A's. Fade the A's. Yes.
Yeah.
They actually won last night or the night before, but they're playing the Indians, and they both are pretty damn
Guardians.
Guardians.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I will say I mess up all the time on that too. It's just I'm not used to it yet.
It has been, what, like 3 years now?
Yeah.
2 years?
But they're also so irrelevant, you forget about them.
Yeah. So the A's are poop. Guardians are poop. White Sox are the same thing.
Well.
Tigers. All those teams are, you know, bottom of the barrel.
Well, it's that whole Central.
Yeah.
Is really not good. Yeah.
What are they guarding over in Cleveland?
Well, it's that one bridge.
Your ability to get out of Cleveland?
It is a bridge, right?
Yeah, it is a bridge that they named it after.
Well, I'll just wait until a boat hits it. And
always annoyed me. I'm
whoa.
Like, jeez,
too soon.
Anywho, but yeah, Valero Open, Master Picks, massive weekend next weekend, so tune in next week.
You know why the Cleveland Indians were called the Cleveland Indians, though, right?
Why?
They were the first team to actually have Native Americans on their team.
Yeah.
That's really? Right.
Yeah. And yeah. No,
like, it was supposed to pay homage.
To yeah, it was homage to
them.
They had two of them on
no,
there.
No, they're not mad about it. Everyone else is mad about it. It's the same thing with the Cherokees in Atlanta. They love the Braves. They love all the tradition they do there, but everyone hates the Braves' name because they don't understand what the Braves do for the Cherokee community in that area. Oh, it's ridiculous.
I didn't
absolutely
know
ridiculous. Yeah.
They had the first team to actually have a Native American.
As they're,
I respect that.
As, like,
right?
Yeah. I think in general, maybe let's just not name teams after
maybe
people.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
different time,
you,
obviously.
You absolve yourself of any controversy.
It was just the idea because they were called the Cleveland Spiders beforehand, but
that's
then
right.
They had a couple of Native Americans on the team to be like, oh, Cleveland Indians over here right now.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So we'll be the Cleveland there Indians if you're going to call us that.
No,
they just adopted it.
Wow.
But now they're the Guardians, and we'll never know that.
Guardians, yeah.
Except for you guys who are listening right now. So
yeah.
The millions of fans. Thank you, guys.
Oh, gosh. No state update?
Real quick, yep. All right, give me 1 second here, sir. There we go.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. I am slowly but surely dying.
Okay.
All right. It's just baseball and softball season right now. Baseball, 17-11 overall, 12-11 in conference. This past weekend, they played against Cal State Dominguez Hills. I only played three because the last one, unfortunately, was canceled on Saturday. They took only one out of the three. Dominguez Hills took the doubleheader on, the last game on Thursday and then the game on Friday. They had a doubleheader on Thursday. They switched it up a little bit over there. Their next game is going to be Friday, April 5th at Cal State San Bernardino. Doubleheader on Saturday, last game on Sunday. Their next game at home is going to be April 19th against Cal State Monterey Bay after they play in Colorado against Colorado Mesa. Now going to women's softball, well, the only softball that they have is Chico State is 9-17 overall, 8-12 in conference. They just played. Goodness. Cal State,
are you good over there?
I am barely good. Cal State Monterey Bay, they took three out of the four, winning 4-2, 6-3, losing the first game on Saturday. Nothing to one, and they won 2-1. Their next game is going to be at home against Cal State East Bay on Friday, doubleheader starting at 1 p.m. and 3, and then Saturday at noon and 2. So check them out if you can and root for them as hard as you can, because right now they're going to need it. It's going to the middle of the season, and they really need to pick it up, especially for softball. So go Cats.
Let's do a couple grinds my gears. Before we do that, I didn't give Derek the proper time once again for foot and mouth, but guess who's on top of the Premier League table, baby?
Arsenal.
Incorrect.
No one cares about Liverpool, dog, right?
Yeah. I mean, I unfortunately had to watch Everton play this weekend, so it was a terrible weekend of football. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, well, let's knock out some grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
April Fool's Day.
Agreed.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not one to, like, really overreact. Our good friend John Lucan called me today to say our Airbnb for his bachelor party got canceled. To which I said, hey, man, when I was playing mine, we had multiple places lined up, and they wouldn't take a party that size, so we'll just figure it out. And he's like, oh, I thought you were going to freak out. It's April Fool's Day. I was like, oh, great joke.
Yeah, I talked to him today and said the complete opposite. It was such an easy transaction.
Yeah.
No. Didn't do anything for me. Didn't make me chuckle. Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that ask for a fork with their taco or quesadilla.
Mm.
What?
A taco?
Or your quesadilla.
That's,
Oh, wow. Use your hands, people.
Straight to jail.
Don't be afraid to use your hands, okay?
I'm with you.
You know?
I'm with you.
A little dirt on the hands in your mouth goes a long way, okay?
Yeah.
Agree.
Gives you a little tiger time.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Allergies.
Ooh.
Yeah. How are we out here just allergic to the air? How did my species procreate if we are allergic to the air?
Gotta give a shout out to whales, man. They live in a world where they can't even breathe.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a lot more impressive than what we do.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I don't know.
Whales can't breathe underwater. They live underwater.
Yeah. Imagine being like...